This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Thursday, January 7. More than enthusiasm. Our passage comes from Mark chapter 3. Jesus withdrew with his disciples to the lake, and a large crowd from Galilee followed. When they heard about all he was doing, many people came to him from Judea, Jerusalem, Idumea, and the regions across the Jordan and around Tyre and Sidon. Because of the crowd, he told his disciples to have a small boat ready for him, to keep the people from crowding him. For he had healed many, so that those with diseases were pushing forward to touch him. Whenever the impure spirits saw him, they fell down before him and cried out, "You are the Son of God." But he gave them strict orders not to tell others about him. Jesus went up on a mountainside and called to him those he wanted, and they came to him. He appointed 12 that they might be with him and that he might send them out to preach and to have authority to drive out demons. These are the 12 he appointed: Simon, to whom he gave the name Peter; James, son of Zebedee, and his brother John, to them he gave the name Sons of Thunder; Andrew, Philip, Bartholomew, Matthew, Thomas, James, son of Alphaeus, Thaddeus, Simon the Zealot, and Judas Iscariot, who betrayed him. It's understandable that large crowds followed Jesus with enthusiasm. He'd healed many, and word had gotten around. Jesus had come to call followers, but he wasn't seeking fame like a celebrity or a power grabber. He came so that he could bring the good news of God's kingdom and give people new life. Remarkably, even when evil spirits saw Jesus, they would cry out, "You are the Son of God," which of course was true. In our reading from Mark today, we see that simple enthusiasm, or saying the right words about who Jesus is, both of which seem like good things, are only of value to Jesus when they are tied to discipleship. So Jesus specifically chose some followers to be his disciples. He appointed 12. So that they could learn from him and preach his message. Disciples come with their own flaws, needs, characters, and fears, and these 12 made their share of mistakes over the years. But they did follow Jesus, and they would show flashes of enthusiasm, even at times confessing the truth that Jesus is the Son of God. When we follow Jesus, some days are easier than others. Some days we can be passionate about following him, being with him, and getting our confession right. But other days are harder. Remember, Jesus isn't looking for fame. He's making disciples. Pray with me. Lord Jesus, help us to grow in following you and learning to confess that you are the Son of God, our Savior. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.